Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Table Podcast. You may hear opinions expressed on the lunch table that you don't agree with. I encourage you not to take this as hate speech, prejudices, or bigotry. Lastly, if you are someone who does not like your beliefs questioned or challenged, then this is not the show for you. For everyone else, ready your meals, pull up a seat, and open your minds, because we cordially invite you to join us at the lunch table.
Oh, wee. You're not lost, man.
I would have asked him about the waist bead thing.
About the what now?
The waist bead thing. Way back early episodes, that's how the whole African comment that I made came.
Oh.
Because of heat people.
That comment was so juicy. You were in it, too. Take your ass after.
Edited to make it look like I was directing it at Bell's, which I was not.
Did you see the caption?
what did it say?
It said something like, I think it said, Kels told Bell to take her ass back to Africa.
Yeah.
That's how TMZ and everything be getting these celebrities, bro.
Why is he be doing that?
That's how you do this play, this my game. You come back and say you love me. You love me. You're telling me it's a love thing. But you're out of play my games with me. So why you do this play, this my game.
I do creative writing with my kids on Wednesdays. Creative writing Wednesdays. And we learn about a few things, a few topics, a few definitions. Inciting incident. You know, in a story, there's always an inciting incident. And what is that? Let me do the definition right. Inciting incident.
It's something like that makes the hero of the story have to...
No, go.
Yeah, it was something like that, like...
Your own definition, guess.
Something that drives the story forward, that makes the hero have to have a want. If this happened, so now the hero must do this to... That's the problem or some shit.
Love it, love it.
That would be my guess, what he said.
I'll do the question second. An event that occurs in relation to your protagonist, you, near the beginning of your story, which sets that story moving in a different direction. Absolutely. So my question is, what direction are you going? But what is your inciting incident?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be the best comedian that the world has ever seen.
Sure.
And my inciting incident is when I got locked up in Georgia, because I had a promising rap career. Promising. But by the time I got out, my buzz wasn't there anymore. You know what I mean?
How long you in?
I was only in for a few months, but it happened so quickly, you know what I mean? It changes. So, but when I got out, I had to go to Wisconsin because I was fighting the case in Minnesota. You know what I mean? I stayed there so long, I was waiting on Minnesota to come extradite me because they had me as a fugitive of justice. But Minnesota never came. They only go like 2,000 miles to get you.
Okay.
And I was past that.
Gotcha.
So I got out, and I got a lawyer and shit. So my mom stayed in Wisconsin, which is closer to Minnesota than Georgia to Minnesota. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To go back and fight the case. So while I was there and shit, you know, I was meeting people, and everybody kept telling me, oh, you should be a comedian. You should be a comedian. Well, I don't know how I can do it. And eventually I gave in, like, all right, I'll try it. And then the rest is history.
Your first stage?
My very first stage, I like to tell people it was a competition, but before that, it was in Wisconsin at a bar called Rounding Third. I just really wanted to go try it. Some people came from the job. My people was there.
Oh, you brought people from the job?
Yeah.
How many people in all came to support you?
6, 7, 8 people.
What you talk about? Mean, how long was it said? What the fuck you talking about?
I actually have the set online. If you go check out my YouTube at Funny Charlie Mac, youtube.com/FunnyCharlieMac. You can see my very first set ever.
Like, my mama stayed at the fucking casino. She was rarely at home. They say, who watching y'all? Nigga, God. Where your mama at? I don't know, but when you tell her we out of milk. I asked my mama a couple months ago, I said, Mom, why you always put beads in my hair? She said, baby, I needed to know every time your ass was in my kitchen. I literally been trying to work out. If you try to work out, you know how hard that shit is. I almost died doing this. The only reason I'm able to do that is still talk because I'm sitting down.
So So I want to. I like to be legend. I like to be legendary sometime in hip hop. Well respected and legendary. I want to make a lot of money and everything, but I don't want that without the respect and being able to leave my mark on the world. But inside an incident, I've been doing music for 9 years. So I started seriously in 2014. I remember I was in college. I think I was a junior. I remember a lot of. Up to that point in my life, there were a lot of times I was kind of doing rap just for fun. I'd been kind of getting good from freestyle. We did it a lot back in the day. In high school, we did it like I used to have a lot of my homies come over to my mom's crib and we like stay up late playing video games. But then we would at like 2, 3 a.m. we're like cypher. We like shut everything off the computer and like turn on a beat and we all just go in a circle. So I was doing it for years. It was just something I got good to do. But because I'm from the suburbs and because I was like, people were, as I got better on into college, people would tell me that I should consider doing music and stuff like that. But I was insecure because of where I'm from. I didn't think that I would be able to do it. I was like, man, I'm not a rapper. I wouldn't be able to, I don't think that I would be able to do well in something like that. But then 2014, J. Cole, that's my favorite artist influence. Yeah. And biggest influence on my music. Forest Hill Drive dropped. I remember, I think that was like Christmas break. I was up, a lot of people were back home and I was at my college apartment. It was a lot of everybody was gone, so you have a lot of time to like reflect, you know, because you spend a lot of time to yourself. My roommate was gone.
I love that time.
At that time of my life, bro, I didn't really value that the way that I do now till I got older. Back then it was hard for me because I was so social. Like it was like a dead zone. Like the city was weird. But like I had a lot of time to reflect and absorb. And his album dropped and like I don't know, bro. I just remember that shit touching me in a way that I don't even know how to describe. The art and, like, the story and the music behind it. It made me think to myself all the way up to that point. I was like, you know what? Maybe I do want to do this for real. And maybe the shit that I went into college for, I never even really wanted to do in the first place. I told myself I did. It's what, you know, my mom, like, my family wanted me to do. And like I don't regret it, but coming into college when that clicked and I was like, man, I want to do rap for real, I realized that I didn't really give a fuck about my mass communications degree or any of these classes or any of this school shit at all. Like, and so that was probably my inciting moment. Like up to that point, it was a lot of like, man, you're really good at this. You should consider taking it seriously. And then when Cole's album dropped, it just touched me, and I realized I was just being insecure, like about. It doesn't matter where you're from. It's just about the story that you tell and who you are and your art.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that and went from there, man. So, yeah, his album from there propelled me. And I started locking in on, like, perfecting my craft as, like, to make a career out of it, to learn song composition and performance and all the things that it takes to be a professional.
I be at the local show showing love. Some of these niggas acting like they don't see me. It's cool, my nigga, I just need my chance. My fuck around and run the whole damn city. Bet the villains' plans get foiled. If they moving with the click, they loyal. Straight flame, watch my pink cell boyo. Came through spitting slick as oil. Melt faces while my shit recording is that dope. Trying to get my music to the point it's stacked dope. They not keeping up, it's like I have to rap slow. Crack sold in these verses when I drop the crack bones. Every hating ass nigga cast stones. J-Mac.
A month ago, I haven't really gone into detail about it on camera because I feel like I can't, but it is what I'm currently dealing with this whole being on probation thing. That is something that I would have never imagined happening to me in my lifetime. And I do have a proper upbringing in a direction that I was supposed to go in, and instead I went the other way, and it led me essentially nowhere and exactly where I was a month ago. Now that I have been placed on this probation, I have these conditions I have to follow. I've been able to really reflect on who I was and who I want to be, and in ways that I've always just been just what I'm supposed to do, and that was bare minimum. You know, I'm not trying to do more, and I have people, like you guys have said, that were like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And I'm just like, oh, like I hear it, but now I'm listening.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
In the direction that I would like to go in, I would actually like to challenge myself to be an entrepreneur, because I've never seen myself as that. I've always seen myself, like, I got my first job when I was 15, told my daddy, asked me, what do you want for your birthday? I want to get my worker's permit so I can get a job. And I've been employed with companies since then. I haven't been fired. And I haven't quit. I move on to the next, and I've gone up further, but under somebody else's company.
Mm-hmm.
And I have such a strong work ethic. I need to be putting that energy into what I want to do.
I agree.
So I realize that now. And I've set goals for myself, and I plan to achieve them. That's the direction I'm headed.
Let's go, Cassie, in this bitch. Are you fucking
Hell
kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, just all my, this positivity. I'm a crying this motherfucker.
Let's go.
Yeah.
No, and I also want to say, I have gained so much inspiration from all of you. I was just telling Bells and Charlie outside that I listen to you guys. I hear how you guys believe in yourselves and how y'all are very business-minded, and you're about your brand. And at the end of every show, you'll ask, so what do you guys got coming up next? And I'll literally like kind of like go into myself like, damn, I don't really have nothing like to say. Like, I don't have a show coming up. I don't have a mission trip. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's the correct term, but I don't have a trip planned to further my business. I don't have all these booked in. I don't have that. But I want that, you know, in my own way. I love to be able to say, like, oh, I got this going on, guys. You know, next week I'm doing. So I'm striving for that for myself. And I want to thank y'all. And thank you, JC, for even allowing me to be here, to be a part of this. Because when we was doing it 3 years ago, it was not like this at all. It was great. It was great. But the direction that you've even come just from 3 years ago is amazing. And I just admire you all.
Thank you very much, love. Thank you. But we appreciate you, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
The pleasure is mine.
The building.
You know, the pleasure is mine.
All it takes is that, and you build, like, to have something, and you'll find your way through finding what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I know, like, whatever you're going to do, we've kind of talked about this from time to time. You're going to be so good at, like, you're going to be so good at just the confidence has to come. And once it sets in, you're going to be able to do whatever you want, like, very well.
Yes, I would consider you one of the people who have told me, like, man, you can do this. Like, you really can. And I'm listening to you, too, JC. I really am.
I know my winners, man. All y'all motherfuckers are winners in here, man. I know winners. Man, I used to hate. That sounds terrible. No, I'm not going to go down that negative, low-frequency route. I hate. Nope, let me retract that statement. Love, love, love. We appreciate you. I appreciate you because I know what you – I feel – and know the potential in you. I know you could be fucking like great at whatever you do. Writing, what, like, whatever the hell you want to do, you would do it very well, and people will be attracted to it. You've got that thing. So I'm very excited to, you know, follow your path and journey and see where that leads as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. The world gone crazy. Everyone stressing on high alert. Future is hazy, virus is spreading, killing more and more. No time to get lazy, brushed up on my craft, gotta feed the people. Maybe we're finished, nah, my movie is gonna get its sequel.
The most depressing, 2019, it was the most depressing year of my life. And when all of that happened as well, all the friends that I thought I had, all disappeared. Nobody was there, and I was that person, like, when I got money, like, let's all go live our best lives.
I'm sorry.
Let's go.
That bitch
and
broke.
Got,
we got to go.
Yeah, that's no, for real.
Yo, I don't want to hang out with Bell's broke ass.
Yeah.
Yo, one of y'all niggas want to hit. One of y'all niggas want to tell her, like.
Hey, man, don't call her broke ass no more, man.
No, for real.
No.
But that's exactly what it was like. Like, then everybody was just absent. No one is there anymore. Yeah, no one is hitting you up. No one is calling you. No one even knows that you're going through the most. No one even knows that you're depressed because they don't even give a fuck no more. They're not even calling. They're not even doing anything like that. You know what I mean? And it was that moment where I had to realize that you need to get yourself up, and all you got is you and God, mama. Like, you ain't got no one, and you need to decide what you want. And I was like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur. I don't care. I'm going to push. However, and that's when I had that the pitch for my dad, and I was like, dude, I'm trying to go, and I want to do this and all of those things. And then I left. And even then, and before
how long
that,
was that process from the time where, you know, you had the realization,
so 2019,
okay,
I
these
went,
friends aren't real. This
so
is not going where I want to go.
2020.
To the pitch.
Yeah, 2020. That's when I started seeing all the people that I thought were my friends that weren't my friends. So I just started cutting them off. Like, literally, and not even like, I just let you go. No, I break up with you formally. Like, so that you know, and I want you to understand that I'm not trying to be your friend anymore. I had conversations where I would tell you, dude, this is where I'm at. This is what I feel like. This is what, you know, has transpired. And I just feel like this is not going to work. It's not, I'm not benefiting anything from it. You're just taking. I'm not getting, and I'm good. I don't want to be a part of this. So I started, like, 2020, 2021, that's when I was, like, just cutting people off.
Okay.
Like, and then
trimming the fat?
Yep. And then 2022 was when I then decide, okay, then, and between 2020 and 2021, that's when I also fell in love with the kids, because then I got the opportunity to teach the little rascals, my speakeries, and
yeah.
And I fell in deeper into what I really want and what really feeds my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, 2022, that's when I did the pitch for my dad. Yeah, I did the pitch, I think, in May. And then June, and then July, I was doing the things. And then August, I pulled up.
Nice. I moved to Santa Barbara, 2010, June. That was a hell of a summer, man. That was a fun time. But then the fall came, and it was beautiful out there, too, like gorgeous. I want a house out there. But then I just got fed up, you know. I was like, I want to make a change. You know, at the time, I was like 28 at the time. And I said, I need to make a harsh decision right now. Where do you want to go and what do you want to do? And I knew the answer. I've always known the motherfucking answer. So I was like, boom, I'm moving to L.A. So March 6th, 2011 is when I moved to L.A. and I began to pursue all of this and begin to find my niche in entertainment, which is, you know, producing. I've always wanted to know what the fuck a producer did. Like, what the fuck is a producer? What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Growing up, watching TV, the credits roll up, executive producer. What the fuck is that?
Who are you?
I know what the actor is. I know the cameraman. I know the grips. I know all that shit. But what does that mean? I totally get it now. You know? Just finding my niche and finding my way, and still, you know, have goals. There are things that I want to do, but my inciting incident was just me finally saying yes to myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the book. Y'all, I'm going to read a little bit to y'all. This is going to turn into a kitty corner real quick. This is the book, Lay Your Ass Down and Shut the Fuck Up. Dedicated to my daughter Gia. Please let her sleep. Please don't cry, baby. You should be asleep. You've already kept us up every day this week. Going to sleep is easy, but I know it feels tough. Please lay your ass down and shut the fuck up.
Bars. Get money, man. It's very important.
You gotta get money, man.
It's very important.
And women, have your own money.
Yeah, definitely. Because I have a little sister, so she doesn't have...
Your money, exactly. Because your money is always your money. And my money is always our money.
But my money can contribute.
And a woman should be to stand on her own just in case some shit goes left. Yeah, I have a younger sister, so... And that's how my mom raised both. You know what I'm saying?
Important.
You know? So,
yeah.
I would hate to hear my sister getting stuck in some shit like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. You would hate for your sister to, you know, I'm in the bind.
Bro.
Nice.
I swear to God, I'm coming down there. I'm killing everybody in that household, bro. Over my little sister.
Y'all
niggas
been playing with
me. Y'all niggas been... Where that nigga at?
That
I'm not
so
even
funny.
Tough like that. I'll buy a bazooka. Whatever.
My sisters already know. At the end of the day, they just call me.
Yeah, bro. That's
oh,
the...
Yeah, I would hate to have to call my older brother again.
And that no tough guy shit, but that's my little sister, bro. That's not nothing.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, I'm talking about... I thought you were for my protection. I'm about to say.
But, well, yeah, just, yeah.
They know don't call me unless you want the nigga to disappear. Because I ain't going to come around and play with him. You're going to be there for... Nah,
Charlie Mack, I always be on his dead president shit. That nigga,
bro, that's where those are the places that it has to go when it's niggas' little sisters, bro. That's the links that must be taken.
I get it.
You can
understand.
You can put a Facebook post with ask how many niggas are beefing with me. None.
Them niggas is deceased.
They're not around.
They're
no
gone.
I didn't do nothing. But
something happened.
As a rapper, I'm glad I'm getting good with you, bro.
Motherfuckers. I wasn't always with jokey shit, but look, I remember motherfuckers used to try to threaten me or some shit, and then I tell them some shit like where they mama work at, and then you should see how they change up, bro.
Oh, fuck,
the last time I fucked with this bitch, and this nigga she was fucking with, he was trying to call my phone on some humbug shit. Alright, you know what I mean? Say less. So, did my little research, and they call back, like, yo, he said he was going to come shoot up my party.
Oh, man.
I said...
That's some wild shit.
Don't your mama be up at the plasma center on Tuesday.
Oh,
God, bro. The nigga got real...
What'd that nigga say,
professional.
Bro?
Professional. I can't remember, like 10 years ago. But I know the nigga was...
That nigga... No, he answered. That's the funny thing.
Look.
No, nigga, that was like... Nah, nigga, that was like eight months ago, nigga.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's
niggas,
the answer.
Niggas don't want no smoke when you bring their family into it, bro. Because I send you the address of all your fucking people.
That's a hope,
bro. Yeah.
You can find all that shit on the internet.
Hey, man.
I'm glad I'm in good with you,
bro. I don't be on that shit no more. This is back when I was young to give a fuck.
No, but
about
just in
your
case.
Your trunk space is big, Charlie, man.
Hey, just in case you have to be, there are ops, you know.
Yeah, I just don't put myself in a position where I have to show my ass. Like, I got two reasons. Like, for one, I don't want to fucking go to prison.
100%.
And for two, I don't want to hurt nobody that look like me. You 100%. Know what I mean?
Oh, that's positive. Yeah,
yeah,
I feel
so
you.
I try. That's why
that
I try
look
to.
Like me.
Yeah.
No, black, black people, bro.
Too much of that, right?
You know, I'm like, okay, you got it. Just don't put your hands on me or make me feel like I have to defend me or mine. And then you good. Say whatever you want, bro. Yeah. You got it. You know what I mean?
Especially with the words, bro. I think nowadays, like, as the bigger we get with our brands, that's like endorsements that we could possibly lose just because I got pissed off because you were running your mouth and I hit you. And now it's like J-Mac is losing your fuck. Yeah, like, you know.
John Morant.
You know.
Yes.
John Morant lost $39 million
bro,
from Gatorade. He lost another fucking $20 million from sponsors because he wanted to fucking flash his gun.
How, bro?
He was warned. He did it again. He's losing multi-tens of millions of dollars for... That nigga needs to chill out, bro.
I be like, nigga, I can't hang with y'all niggas no more, bro.
I think he drinking a lot, my man. I think he drinking a lot.
Who is this?
John Morant, basketball player.
Look how
nigga
flash
their guns and
shit, man.
Huh?
Look how nigga flash guns.
I agree, though. He's stupid.
That's dumb as fuck.
But he look good. Yes, definitely Levi type.
When you get into it with somebody type shit, like I was saying, you never react right then because he said we got shit to protect. If you do something, I'm not endorsing, I'm just letting y'all know. If you guys get into it with somebody, wait about 6 months. Let that shit, they think that shit over with, they get into it with somebody else. My uncle taught me, if you get into it, like you trying to take a nigga off, you learn his routine, learn what he does, learn his monkey name if he got one. You know what I mean? You learn everything about that nigga. Then you know where he's going to be. You know what I mean? Niggas out to stalk, like for real.
And that was a PSA from Charlie Mack.
Don't fuck with me.
On how to revenge.
Yeah. I done stalked.
How to avenge.
Niggas,
hell yeah.
And the hardest thing about stalking a nigga is you got to be able to stay just far enough back. Like, if you're telling them, because you want to catch that light that he catch, and you want to, goddamn, you don't want him to see you, though. So that shit is a science.
This isn't
that shit.
Charlie Mack back with the vengeance.
Charlie Mack be got them tailing motherfuckers.
This isn't for the
Charlie
heroes,
Mack
though.
Has tailed people.
This is for the niggas. That,
people?
This is for the niggas that want to be like Punisher and shit like that.
I literally stalk niggas, bro. Like dead ass.
This for the niggas that want to be Punisher and shit like that. Nah. Not the Spider-Man. This for the niggas that want to.
Females have no hope with this nigga right here.
Nah.
You ain't getting away, bitch.
I've never stalked a woman.
I don't believe that.
I promise you, God.
I don't believe that.
I have too much pride. And I don't want to be that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I have way too much pride. It's a million bitches out here, bro. And I was raised with all women. So I know how women play games.
But you be stalking man butt?
Not man butt, nigga. I'm telling you like this. If I want you, I'm going to catch you.
Oh, God, no.
Man.
Yo, that shit creeps me out every fucking time, bro.
Oh, man.
I be like this. Man, I can't watch that.
Right. God damn,
that.
Bro. That.
Yeah, shit, wow.
Look, I sound just like this. Man butt is more important than air. Now, I walk up like this. I tell you, I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
That nigga had life.
Right.
You literally sound like
right.
That. That's
yo.
Crazy.
Yo.
I know the movie reference. I'm sorry. I look like I
TV,
don't.
No, TV, TV, TV.
That
TV.
Was like
the Boondocks.
Shit, yo.
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
The movie?
I thought you were talking about... Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Color Purple? Color Purple?
No, I thought you were talking about that movie with
I'm joking.
Eddie Murphy and are y'all, I don't know, whatever.
The Boondocks.
No.
Boondocks.
I know Boondocks, but I didn't realize they did. But where did that?
That was an episode.
It was
a scene
from
where did it come from? Like,
it was a documentary.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of, where it came from.
It was a documentary about a man who was notorious for man butt rape. He was like And
oh, so they got that from a real that
that's
joke?
What
a
I
real
did
yeah yeah
that.
A lot
yeah.
Of shit,
so,
like,
yeah
the,
yeah
the
yeah
boy Milton
almost got
because it was it was satire, right? It was like social commentary mostly.
I mean, that's all this shit is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that it came from. I know I thought
yeah,
that was
yeah.
Just jokes.
Yeah,
when I saw it for real, I was like, oh god,
it's real.
Damn.
If I was back in my prime, when none of y'all be safe. See. Yeah, I know your name. See, I call you Chris Handsome.
Yes!
I didn't come here with no milk or cookies or nothing. I came for butt. Oh, you want sex with a little booty? No, I came for man's booty. Butt. I'm a warrior! Like, that's...
Man.
Bro, that show used to be, bro, we used to be.
He was amazing.
Me and my roommate, bro, in college, we used to just get high, bro, just watch some fucking Boondocks, bro. Just
Regina King, though? Stupid. Amazing.
Man, I
bro.
Never knew.
She did both,
bro.
She, yo, she is low key.
Oh, I didn't know she was both. That's dope. Yeah.
Yo, she's amazing.
Yeah, she
is. And she thick as hell.
Oh, God, she
which is
that
a plus.
Huh?
She ain't that thick. She pretty, though.
Did you see her this Christmas?
That nigga said sensing mid thick levels.
Did you see her? She's slim thick. I would like that.
Yeah.
Everybody
thick.
Got thick different because a lot of motherfuckers say thick and they be fat as fuck. You know what I mean? There's everyone has their own thick. There's a spectrum.
But a spectrum
you see her
of thick.
Christmas,
the
when
thick
she had
spectrum.
On the bra and panty set, looking plinky plow, plinky plow. You know what I mean?
We hit the sound effect.
She was whooping her man.
Enemy of the state, you mean?
No. Oh, this Christmas.
Why is that the part you remember from that, Bill?
Because that's the scene he's talking about. He was he trying to like make him. Yeah.
Look at her in her eyes. Look at her eyes. Look at J Mac. She's crazy,
bro. That's what I'm saying. She's like, that's the one where she was whooping that nigga ass, right? Yeah, I remember that.
And she
shit.
Can't hide it because I see you, babe.
But it's I the see. Scene. What was the scene?
I'm
was
worried
there
for
any
your
other scene
mate.
Where he was, she was just.
No, that was the only
one. Yeah, it was the only scene where she was.
Well, I'm just a little worried about it, you
know. Because she had came to bed one day. He just went on the bed like, you a dumbass nigga. That bitch is bad, nigga. I fuck her and her mama at the same time. She let
this
me.
Nigga.
Listen, I plan on being the most hated motherfucker on this show, to be honest with y'all. Either they going to love me or they going to hate me on this motherfucker.
They going to like you, bro. They going to like you.
I'm Simon Cowell.
You're not, though. You don't have that energy. Even last week when you were going ham, you're just likable, bro.
I know. I
it's
hate
tough.
That. That's why people like, I'm a likable asshole. Why you do this play? This my game. You come back and say you.